What's going on? What's going on, world? Whew. How everybody doing? Big Aunt Triple X. Thank God. Thank God for this day, man. I'm always thanking God no matter what anyone says, no matter what their opinion is, no matter how they feel. And the reason why is because at the end of the day, God has the final say so. Man opinion doesn't matter. But what matters is how God set that man up to give the opinion. You can be followers of others. You believe what you believe. I get that. And I believe what I believe. But at the end of the day, if it's not treacherous, evil, dehumanizing, if it's not any of that, then you should do the same thing. You should do the same thing is give me love. But understand, if you don't, it's all good. And I'm pretty sure it's probably not because I'm saying something wrong. It's probably because it's me. And when it's me and I may be doing the right thing, or even I'm attempting to do the right thing. Sometimes people have an issue with that. But don't give up and don't stop being you. Don't stop fighting. Let me say it like that. Don't stop fighting because you never know what tomorrow's bring. So without further ado, Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you, Father God, on this awesome, beautiful Sunday. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here to give your word. Remember, Father God, I'm just a messenger. I'm just a vessel that you're using to get your word out, to get your message across. And Father God, I pray and hope that you have a seat for me as well. A seat for me in the kingdom. A seat for me in paradise. A seat for me in heaven. Father God, I know I'm not perfect. Father God, I know I have done wrong, said wrong, did wrong. But Father God, I'm coming to you amongst tens to hundreds of people asking for your forgiveness, asking for your mercy, asking for your grace, asking Father God to save my soul and save my life. Save me, Father God. Save my friends and families and enemies and co-workers and neighbors and people I know all around the globe, far and near, Father God. Former friends and to current friends, save our soul. Save our lives, Father God. Save the spirit that we dwell in, but turn around and make it for our good, Father God. Save our mindset and then change our mindset, Father God, into what you want it to be, not what it need to be, but what you want it to be right now. In Jesus' name. Father God, I declare and I decree with the power invested in me, Father God, that things get better, not just for me, but for anyone that's viewing this show, listening to this show, subscribing to this show, seeing this show. Father God, I ask that you bless that individual. I ask that you bless the ones that tune in. I ask, Father God, that you bless the ones that view the show. I ask, Father God, that you bless the ones that have time to give me a listening ear. I thank you. Father God, we're not going to give up. We're not going to stop fighting. We're not going to stop being who we are. Because Father God, you brought us here on this earth for a reason. We're here for a reason. We're here for a purpose. We're not here to do what man say. We're not here to accommodate man under the conditions of man to make man happy. Father God, we're here to make you happy. Even if we lose our jobs, even if we lose our spouse, even if we lose whatever that's important to us in life, Understand, we believe in you and we know we'll get it back. I remember, Father God, the story of Job, where he lost everything and you blessed him with double. And Father God, I'm praying right now that you bless me with double. You bless my viewers with double. You bless my subscribers with double. You bless my listeners with double. Father God, we believe in you. Father God, not only do we believe in you, we pray to you. We're asking for this moment. We're asking for salvation. We're asking for grace. We're asking for mercy. Father God, we serve you from day in and day out. We pray to you, Father God, for day in and day out. We ask, Father God, right now that you relieve and you remove anything that comes up against us today, going into tomorrow, and for whatever more. We ask right now, Father God, that you break that curse, you break that spell, you break that evil spirit that comes about, Father God, moving in my house, in your house, in their house, in our house. We ask right now, Father God, that you remove it in Jesus' name. We ask right now, Father God, that you get it out of the way in Jesus' name. We ask, Father God, that we step on it and tear it up in Jesus' name, Father God, as we call upon our Savior, Father God, the God of every living being in this universe, Father God. We call upon you for the blessing. We call upon you for the protection and the shield, Father God, because we know we can't do nothing without you, no matter what man say, no matter how he try to put you in or put us in some webs and string of webs, Father God. We ask right now that you release and you relieve us. And whatever that enemy do to us, Father God, we ask that it turns back around on them. The devil has no victory. No victory over us. We are kings and queens, and we're built in the image of you, Father God. Send your angels now, not tomorrow, not the next day, but now, this very second, and hover around us and save our lives and save our souls. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just a time for meditation. Thank you, Father God. Awesome be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Amen. I feel the spirit moving. Whew. Thank you. We call upon your name, Father God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So, getting right at it. I want to tell you all, don't stop doing what you're doing. Don't stop fighting. Don't stop praying. Don't stop doing good. Don't stop helping people. Regardless of what you go through, regardless of what anyone says, even if they have a wrong opinion about you, don't worry about it. Hold on to God's ever-changing hand, and God will bless you on this day. Hold on to God's ever-changing hand. Hold on. It ain't over till God says it over. I'm going to read you a quick passage. It says, let us not become weary in doing good. So don't become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. So at the proper time, you will reap that harvest if you don't give up. So don't So don't go weary in doing good. Keep doing good. Keep doing who you are. Don't let no one change you. No matter their opinion, their belief system, no matter who or what they are, don't let no one change you, especially if it's righteous and you're doing right, because we all have different ways of doing the right thing. Because at the appointed time, including me, you will reap that harvest. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming. So if you're going through a financial difficulty, just keep going to work every day. Your breakthrough is coming. If you're walking around and you know you need a car, just keep doing what you're doing. Your breakthrough is coming. If you're about to get evicted out your house, just keep doing what you're doing, because your breakthrough is coming. If you're about to get fired from a job, keep doing what you're doing, because your breakthrough is coming. If someone don't like you, keep doing what you're doing. Your breakthrough is coming. If someone telling untruths on you and lying on you because they emotionally don't like you or don't want you around, keep doing what you're doing, because your breakthrough is coming. It's coming. If someone throwing a rock and hiding their hand, keep doing what you're doing. Your breakthrough is coming. See, you may not be around to see that, but God's words don't change. They breakthrough. Your breakthrough is coming. And they may not never tell you that they've been through it or what they're going through, but your breakthrough is coming. God say, vengeance is his. Touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. Be still and know that I am God. That's Psalms 46 and 10. Be still and know that I am God. Whew. I'm going to read you a couple Bible verses in Galatians 6 and 9. It tells us, and let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. That's in Galatians 6 and 9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we not give up. So don't stop doing what you're doing. Worship God at home, at church, in a private place. But I always tell you, if you do nothing else, have a prayer life with God. Pray, 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 pray. I'm telling you, it makes a difference. This is awesome right here on 2 Chronicles 15 and 7. 2 Chronicles 15 and 7 tells us, but you take courage. Do not let your hands be weak. Don't let your hands be weak. For your work shall be rewarded. Don't let your hands be weak, because your work shall be rewarded. So still, even if you're tired, don't let them be weak. Just take a rest. Document the things you do. Record the things you do. Do your own progress, because your work will be rewarded. This is one of the legacies I want to leave. This is my catalog that I want to leave to my kids and grandkids. Don't give up. I'm telling you, you better not give up. You better keep fighting. You better keep praying. You better keep. If you're going through emotional stress, don't give up. Depression, don't give up. Sickness and health, do not give up. Financial difficulties, don't give up. Keep fighting. Keep fighting. Every day, keep fighting. God is real. I'm telling you, God is real. Keep praying to God. Don't give up for nothing. Don't let no one tell you different. And one thing that we have to start working on, including myself, is stop telling people everything. Stop telling people everything. Let them find out for themselves. It says right here in Joshua 1 and 9, this is a powerful verse too. It says, have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So don't be afraid, but be strong and courageous, because God has commanded you to. For he said, the Lord God is with you wherever you go. And that's the truth. God is with you wherever you go. I know that to be true. So don't let no one tell you different. Don't let no one tell you different, because they don't know. The only person know is you. Read you one more here. And this is the one I'm going to leave you with, because I said this just a few minutes ago and God led me to it. It says in Romans 12:11-12, it says, do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Be constant in prayer. I'm going to read that one more time. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Man, don't give up, man. I'm telling you. It's a fight out here. It's a spiritual fight. Don't give up. And don't talk to these people that making you give up. Don't talk to these people that give you their opinion on how they feel. That's how they feel. And that's why they weren't meant for you to tell them, because it's for you and not for that person. Keep fighting. Keep fighting every day of your life, no matter what you go through. But I will tell you this. Change some of the things you do. If it's not right, if it don't line up with God, change it. But work on being the man or the woman that God has called you to be. Work on that. Work on that. Don't give up, man. It's real. Big Aunt Triple X. Love y'all, man. And I know God loves you too. Heavenly Father, thank you right now. Thank you, Father God, for this awesome word. Thank you, Father God, for this powerful word. Thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here to deliver this word, deliver this prayer, deliver this awesome message, Father God, in your name. I want to say thank you, Father God. We worship, we adore you, Father God. Bless everything about us throughout this time right here forevermore. Change whatever we up against, Father God, and make it for our good. Dispatch your angels, Father God. Bless us. Bless me. Bless the messenger. And bless any and everyone right now. In Jesus' name, amen. So, listen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Big Unk Triple X. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Go to YouTube. Click on the video and hit the subscribe button and subscribe to my channel. It's much appreciated and much well needed. God loves you. Big Aunt loves you. Peace.